You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
It's Monday, February 26th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about Google's tweaks to search results. Not everyone is happy about it. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. To comply with looming rules that ban tech giants from favoring their own services, Google has been testing new search results for flights, trains, hotels, restaurants, and products in Europe. The EU's Digital Markets Act is supposed to help smaller companies get more traffic from Google, but review service Yelp says that when it tested Google's design tweaks with consumers, it had the opposite effect, making people less likely to click through to Yelp or another Google competitor. The results, which Yelp shared with European regulators in December and Wired this month, put some numerical backing behind complaints from Google rivals in travel, shopping, and hospitality that its efforts to comply with the DMA are insufficient, and potentially more harmful than the status quo. Yelp and thousands of others have been demanding that the EU hold a firm line against giant tech companies, including Apple and Amazon, that are subject to what's widely considered the world's strictest antitrust law, violations of which can draw fines of up to 10% of global annual sales. All the gatekeepers are trying to hold on as long as possible to the status quo and make the new world unattractive, says Richard Stables, CEO of shopping comparison site Kelku, which is unhappy with how Google has tweaked shopping results to comply with the DMA. That's really the game plan. Google spokesperson Rory O'Donoghue says the more than 20 changes made to search in response to the DMA are providing more opportunities for services such as Yelp to show up in results. To suggest otherwise is plain wrong, he says. Overall, Google's tests of various DMA-inspired designs show clicks to review and comparison websites are up, O'Donoghue says, at the cost of users losing shortcuts to Google tools and individual businesses like airlines and restaurants facing a drop in visits from Google Search. We've been seeking feedback from a range of stakeholders over many months as we try to balance the needs of different types of websites while complying with the law, he says. Google, which generates 30% of its sales from Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, views the DMA as disrespecting its expertise in what users want. Critics such as Yelp argue that Google sometimes siphons users away from the more reliable content they offer. Yelp competes with Google for advertisers, but generated less than 1% of its record sales of $1.3 billion last year from outside the U.S. An increase in European traffic could significantly boost its business. To study search changes, Yelp worked with user research company Lysna to watch how hundreds of consumers from around the world interacted with Google's new EU search results page when asked to find a dinner spot in Paris. For searches like that, or for other local businesses, as Google calls them, one new design features results from Google Maps data at the top of the page below the search bar, but adds a new box widget lower down containing images from and links to review websites like Yelp. The experiments found that about 73% of about 500 people using that new design clicked results that kept them inside Google's ecosystem, an increase over the 55% who did so when the design Google is phasing out in Europe was tested with a smaller pool of roughly 250 people. Yelp also tested a variation of the new design. In this version, which Google has shared with regulators, the new box featuring review websites is placed above the Maps widget. It was more successful in drawing people to try alternatives to Google, with only about 44% of consumers in the experiment sticking with the search giant. Though the box and widget will be treated equally by Google's search algorithms, the order the features appear in will vary based on those calculations. Yelp's concern is that Google will win out too often. Yelp proposed to EU regulators that to produce more fair outcomes, Google should instead amend the map widget on results pages to include business listings and ratings from numerous providers, placing data from Google's directory right alongside Yelp and others. Companies such as Yelp that are critical of the changes in testing have called on the European Commission to immediately open an investigation into Google on March 7th when enforcement of the DMA begins. Yelp urges regulators to compel Google to fully comply with both the letter and spirit of the DMA, says Yelp Vice President of Public Policy David Siegel. Google will soon be in violation of both because if you look at what Google has put forth, it's pretty clear that its services still have the best real estate. EU officials say that not everything they've seen seems up to standard, but they can't get more specific until March 7th. They're well aware of Yelp's concerns, says Gerard de Groff, head of the EU San Francisco office. The Commission will vigorously enforce the DMA to ensure it will develop the full benefits of market opening and greater opportunities for innovation and will make full use of enforcement measures as necessary, he says. This isn't the first time that Google or other major platforms, termed gatekeepers by the DMA, have been accused of proposing tweaks that evade the spirit of the EU's new rules. Other Google units affected by the law, such as Android, Chrome, and Maps, and its fellow gatekeepers, such as Apple, Meta, and Amazon, haven't yet publicized all of their compliance plans. But a coalition of thousands of smaller companies, including encrypted software maker Proton and Norwegian media company Schibsted, has contended that those disclosed so far are falling short. The group wrote that next month is supposed to kick off a new era of the internet, at least for Europeans. It would be regrettable if that new era began with a false start. The DMA provision that strikes at Google's search business is intended to prevent websites that compete with some of its more specific search tools from getting unfairly demoted in search results. Not only Yelp is critical of Google's proposed fixes. The new rules also require Google to treat search results for services similar to Google Hotels, Google Flights, and Google Shopping in a fair, transparent, and non-discriminatory manner. Flight comparison competitors like Skyscanner have been frustrated by how queries like London-Paris flights give as a first result a Google Flights widget with airlines, prices, and schedules, a much richer and more prominent interface than the standard links to Skyscanner and other flight comparison sites lower down the page, though Google is beginning to add options for them to be more visually appealing. Google is testing new design in Europe that replaces the Google Flights widget with a more compact listing of options lower down the page that links to airlines rather than Google Flights. The effect of those changes on user behavior is unclear. Google hasn't published any data. On Alora Gallo, a spokesperson for the EU Travel Tech Alliance, which represents Skyscanner, Airbnb, Expedia, and several others, says it hasn't done any user research studies because the design is blatantly out of step with the DMA. From our perspective, this is already illegal, she says, pointing to how the new listing is still a distinct feature on Google's redesigned results page. They need to treat everyone the same. Stables of Kelku says Google's proposed changes for shopping searches, which include a new Compare Offers button, are also problematic because Google's shopping results still capture most of the real estate. Consumers like convenience, but not at the expense of choice, because that creates monopolies and high prices, he says. One change Google is testing across various types of searches is using the buttons called chips that appear directly below the search bar on a results page to highlight comparison services. Users can click on chips labeled places sites, job sites, flights sites, product sites, transport sites, and more to refresh the results to show services such as Yelp, Skyscanner, LinkedIn, and TripAdvisor more prominently. Google may still be working out the kinks. A chip for job sites appeared on a recent search for earthquakes, says Malte Lanvier, who works at product research website Idealo, trying to help it rank higher in search results. Idealo hasn't done any consumer testing on the chips, but he doesn't expect them to change how Google's results pages tend to steer users toward its own services. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, only one of Reddit's two co-founders is named in a new filing that puts the company weeks away from going public. Checking in on Wired Science, a new startup wants to turn the sugar you eat into fiber. And on Wired Security, a leak shows an alarm in Congress over a Russian threat is a real anomaly. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.